Chapter 7.
"Hello, I'm Larry, your waiter," said Larry, the Baudelaire orphan's waiter. He was a short, skinny man in a goofy clown costume with a name tag pinned to his chest that read, "Larry." "Welcome to the Anxious Clown Restaurant, where everybody has a good time whether they like it or not. I can see we have a whole family lunching together today, so allow me to recommend the extra fun special family appetizer. It's a bunch of things fried up together and served with a sauce."
"What a wonderful idea," Captain Sham said, smiling in a way that showed all of his yellow teeth. "An extra fun special family appetizer for an extra fun special family. Mine."
"I'll just have water, thank you," Violet said. "Same with me," Klaus said. "And a glass of ice cubes for my baby sister, please."
"I'll have a cup of coffee with non-dairy creamer," Mr. Poe said.
"Oh no, Mr. Poe," Captain Sham said. "Let's share a nice big bottle of red wine."
"No, thank you, Captain Sham," Mr. Poe said. "I don't like to drink during banking hours."
"But this is a celebratory lunch," Captain Sham exclaimed. "We should drink a toast to my three new children. It's not every day that a man becomes a father."
"Please, Captain, it is heartening to see that you are glad to raise the Baudelaires, but you must understand that the children are rather upset about their Aunt Josephine."
There is a lizard called the chameleon that, as you probably know, can change color instantly to blend into its surroundings. Besides being slimy and cold-blooded, Captain Sham resembled the chameleon in that he was chameleonic, a word that means able to blend in with any situation. Since Mr. Poe and the Baudelaires had arrived at the Anxious Clown, Captain Sham had been unable to conceal his excitement at having the children almost in his clutches. But now that Mr. Poe had pointed out that the occasion actually called for sadness, Captain Sham instantly began to speak in a mournful voice.
"I am upset, too," he said, brushing a tear away from beneath his eye patch. "Josephine was one of my oldest and dearest friends."
"You met her yesterday," Klaus said, "in the grocery store."
"It does only seem like yesterday," Captain Sham said, "but it was really years ago. She and I met in cooking school. We were oven partners in the advanced baking course."
"You weren't oven partners," Violet said, disgusted at Captain Sham's lies. "Aunt Josephine was desperately afraid of turning on the oven. She never would have attended cooking school."
"We soon became friends," Captain Sham said, going on with his story as if no one had interrupted. "And one day she said to me, 'If I ever adopt some orphans and then meet an untimely death, promise me you will raise them for me.' I told her I would, but of course I never thought I would have to keep my promise."
"That's a very sad story," Larry said, and everyone turned to see that their waiter was still standing over them. "I didn't realize this was a sad occasion. In that case, allow me to recommend the Cheer Up Cheeseburgers. The pickles, mustard, and ketchup make a little smiley face on top of the burger, which is guaranteed to get you smiling, too."
"That sounds like a good idea," Captain Sham said. "Bring us all Cheer Up Cheeseburgers, Larry."
"They'll be here in a jiffy," the waiter promised, and at last he was gone. "Yes, yes," Mr. Poe said, "but after we've finished our cheeseburgers, Captain Sham, there are some important papers for you to sign. I have them in my briefcase, and after lunch we'll look them over."
"And then the children will be mine?" Captain Sham asked.
"Well, you will be caring for them, yes," Mr. Poe said. "Of course, the Baudelaire fortune will still be under my supervision, until Violet comes of age."
"What fortune?" Captain Sham asked, his eyebrow curling. "I don't know anything about a fortune."
"Duna," Sonny shrieked, which meant something along the lines of course you do."
"The Baudelaire parents," Mr. Poe explained, "left an enormous fortune behind, and the children inherit it when Violet comes of age."
"Well, I have no interest in a fortune," Captain Sham said. "I have my sailboats. I wouldn't touch a penny of it."
"Well, that's good," Mr. Poe said, "because you can't touch a penny of it."
"We'll see," Captain Sham said.
"What?" Mr. Poe asked.
"Here are your cheer-up cheeseburgers,"
Larry sang out, appearing at their table with a tray full of greasy-looking food. "Enjoy your meal."